everyone. Welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. I am pumped to be here with you this week. What we're focused on is what do you do when you have family, friends, coworkers, community members, random people you tell your story to that doubt you, tell you it won't work out, and bring up stuff that kind of lowers you and drags you down. So inevitably on your journey of entrepreneurialism or going out and getting the dream job you've always wanted or stepping up and marrying the person you think is the love of your life, whatever it is on your journey, inevitably you're going to cross paths with naysayers. People who look you straight in the face and go, well, that's a silly idea. Why would you do that? People who try to talk you out of opportunities that are really, truly amazing and you believe in. People that come about where one time they supported you and the next moment they're trying to get you to stop doing what you're doing. Now, inevitably, you're always going to cross paths with people like that, and it's nothing against them, but people have asked, what do you do when you're starting a new business, you believe in it, you're passionate about it? How do you get friends, family, and community members to support you in your journey? How do you get people around you to believe in you and be there for you when you need them most? Here's the truth. If you're looking outside of yourself for support, if you're looking outside of yourself for that emotional rocket fuel to drive you forward, you're looking in the wrong direction. Yes, we all do need support from time to time. Yes, we all do need team members and people to be there for us when it matters most. At the same time, in the journey of entrepreneurialism, long word, but in that journey, you're going to have to create so much belief, so much certainty, so much internal emotional rocket fuel that even if there wasn't anyone around you telling you, good job, you can do it, way to go, you would keep going anyways. Because you're not doing it for the applause, you're not doing it for the support, you're not doing it for the love and connection, you're doing it because you believe in what you're doing. And the way to do this is you gotta think about it. For most people, to take that step into the unknown, to step into a place where there is no guaranteed income, where you gotta earn it every single month again and again and again, you gotta show up and deliver. And sometimes what you showed up and delivered with in the beginning doesn't work anymore, and you gotta change and change and adapt and adjust, and you know, your whole industry gets disrupted, and all of a sudden you got to change everything again. That's part of the journey. And for most people, thinking about that freaks them out so much that it would take a small army to inspire them to get up and go try it. For other people, here's some core things, some elements I've seen in the people who are the strongest. Number one, they are fighting for something much more than themselves. They're fighting for their family, they're fighting for their kids, they're fighting for their community. When I say fighting, I mean working. They're going out there, they're fighting the battle of life, they're going after it for something much more than themselves. They found a reason, or many reasons stacked together is better actually, that compels them to action every day. A reason that's so compelling, that's so meaningful to them, that it would take a small army to keep them from following through. Meaning if they woke up in the morning, they put their outfit on, they went to the front door to go do what they're gonna do, and literally the linemen from the Dallas Cowboys are standing at their door, they'd say get out the way and walk right through them with total certainty. Because they have that much gumption, that much focus, that much intensity, that much passion towards getting done what they need to get done. And they do it with so much intensity that that whole line team would follow them out and go, okay, let's get it done. And how you do that isn't necessarily the size of who you are, it's the energy, the passion, and the purpose that comes from within. How you create this, like I said, it's finding a reason bigger than yourself to do it for, and not just finding one reason. There's lots of people who say, I can't find my reason. You gotta stack them every single day. And how this works is every day come up with five more reasons why you're gonna go out there and make it happen. So today it could be for your family, your kids, your parents, to buy your mom or dad that home they've always wanted, to help them retire. The next day it could be to make a difference in the community, to deliver a service like no one else, to help fill a gap in society that no one else has learned how to fill or been able to fill properly, to deliver the quality of service you always dreamed of because it pisses you off when someone else does a less better version. Whatever it is, you find five more the next day. And the next day you add five more, and the next day you add five more. And every day when you stack five more reasons on top, read the whole list. And here's what I've realized over the years in coaching people in performance. One reason will not work all the time, but all reasons will work some of the time. So the key here is as you keep stacking more and more and more and more and more and reviewing them, again, you might read 10 reasons down your list and be like, eh, who cares? But you get to number 11, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to do it for that. And that day, that moment, that reason inspires you to action. So this is a really, really simple episode. But start off with stacking all the reasons why it's a must for you to do it positively that are inspiring and exciting. Once you have that list of five reasons each day, now go to the negative side. What are the painful consequences that will occur in your life if you do not follow through right now, immediately? And you gotta go back and forth. Stack more pleasure, stack more pain. Stack more pleasure, stack more pain. Stack more pleasure, stack more pain. Pretty soon, you will know it's working when you're no longer able to just sit still and think about it. When you find yourself literally standing up, storming out the door, making it happen, that's when you know it's worked because you've crossed what we've called threshold. Emotional threshold is, let's say it's right here. You go all the way up, you barely touch it, nothing happens. Go up, no, nope, nope. One day you tick just a third of an inch above it, and boom, you find yourself moving into action. That's what you're looking for. Every day you must mentally and emotionally pile on all these reasons. Pleasure, 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 pain, 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 pleasure, 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 pain, pain, pain. Pleasure if you do it immediately and get the result, pain if you don't do it immediately. Back, 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 back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Pretty soon you find yourself cross threshold. The moment you do, you're immediately in action. Now people say, well, I have to do this every day. Can't I just wake up and want to do it? Can I just feel like it? I mean, isn't that a sign? No, that's the effort it takes. Do you think an Olympic runner wakes up every morning like, geez, I want to go run around the track a few more times today? That's not necessarily how they feel all the time. I've gotten to work with some of these people. Some days they don't feel like training. Some days they don't feel like running. But they've got to pile this stuff on and say, hey, if I don't train hard now, I'm going to get my butt kicked when it matters most. If I don't train hard now, maybe I won't get that sponsorship again. And if I lose that, dang, I'm going to have to go get a couple more jobs just to support myself. And they go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Pretty soon they're out there on the track training like a beast. And that's what you got to do to yourself every day. Super simple concept, super easy to understand. We created a worksheet for you just with how to stack pain and pleasure. A couple examples there. All you have to do to get it is go to jerickrobbins.com/blog. Find this specific blog, download the worksheet for yourself, and put it into motion. If you have any trouble with this, under the video or on our blog, write in any questions you have on specifics, and I'd be happy to go through and give you some details of exactly how to do it. Now, there's a second part to this, which is how do you get other people on your side? You gotta remember this comment and this thought, whatever you resist persists. So if you constantly pull against them and go, why don't you believe in me? Why don't you help me? Why don't you support me? It's gonna consistently show up for you. So you have to do something called aligning and redirecting. And what that means is if they say it won't work, you gotta step on their side instead of going, yes, it will, and you resist them so they fight back. Instead, you step on their side and go, listen, maybe you're right, maybe it won't, but it's something I really believe in. And all I'd ask is that you support me. Regardless if you believe in the idea, at least believe in me as your brother, sister, cousin, daughter, husband, whatever you are to them. At least believe in me, and I'd really appreciate that. And it's like, wow, you didn't resist. You aligned with them. You said, maybe it won't. But all I'm asking is you redirect their focus for you to believe in me. And if you're willing to do that, I'd really appreciate it. If not, please stay out of the way. And all of a sudden, you've gotten on the same team. You've redirected the focus so that they don't have to believe in the project, but they can believe in you. And they don't have to support the project. They can support you. And in doing that, they're championing you to go out and really chase your dreams and go for it. So simple little tip, pain and pleasure stacking, cross threshold, get yourself into action. And then you want to align and redirect the focus. So hopefully this is helpful. Hopefully you enjoy it. Have fun with this. And we'll see you next week for another episode of Jericy TV.